The National Broadcasting Company presents Radio City Playhouse, Attraction 6. Hit and Run, starring the young American actor Casey Allen. The script is written by Max Shoub and directed by Harry W. Junkin. Here is Radio City Playhouse, Attraction 6, Hit and Run.
Remember, the sun was shining. I think I was driving a little faster than I should have, but it was a beautiful day, and I wasn't paying much attention. When you're a traveling salesman, all you think of on Friday afternoon is heading for home and a weekend with your wife and kid. I was just coming into town on 11B, where it's kind of hilly, road winds a lot. And then it happened. I didn't see him, honest. I didn't even see him. I was watching the road, all right. I always watch the road. I'm a good driver. I've been driving a car for years. But it was Friday. I was thinking of Ellen, young Jackie. I was tired, anxious to get home. And then he just ran right out in front of the car. Right smack in front of the car. I hit him. I saw the way I hit him. He screamed. I know he screamed, but I couldn't hear him over the brakes. I hit him hard. He couldn't have been more than 8 or 9 years old. I hit him and then saw him fly through the air. I didn't mean to do it, but I did. I didn't even see him hit the ground because I didn't stop. I was afraid. I was so afraid I couldn't stop. I got home. I don't know how, but I did. I couldn't stop shaking. I stopped the car in front of my house. But I couldn't get out. I was afraid somebody would see me and know. That somebody would look into my face and know. Then I heard it. I couldn't move. Hadn't taken them long. But I had to get away. I had a wife and child. I had to get away. I tried to start the car. I tried and tried, but it wouldn't start. Start! 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 And then it was gone, an ambulance, going right past me. I was wet and cold with fear. I wished it was dark so I could sneak into the house. Then I saw why the car wouldn't start. I'd forgotten to turn the ignition key. I'd never done that before. It was beginning. Right then I knew what it was going to be like. Little things creeping up on you, making you foolish, frightened, nervous. I opened the door of the car. And hurried into my house.
Hal? Hal, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Well, you're home early. Everything go all right?
Yes, yes.
Would you like something to eat, darling? You must be all in.
I don't want anything. I'm all right.
Well, don't bite my ears off, Al. I'm just asking.
I'm sorry, Ellen. I didn't mean to.
Dinner will be ready soon, anyway. You don't mind waiting, do you?
I'm not hungry.
But, Al, you must be after that terrible trip.
Stop talking about my trip. Stop talking about it.
Al.
Where's Jackie?
What?
You're deaf all of a sudden. Where's Jackie? I said, where's Jackie?
Oh, what's the matter with
you? Never mind me. Where's Jackie?
Outside.
We're outside.
playing with his friends. Of course, we're out.
I don't want him outside. I want him in here, not on the streets.
Oh, for goodness
sake. I don't want him outside, I told you. Now get him in here. Oh, please, Ellen, call him in.
He's only been out for a while. He won't like it. I'll let him stay out for another few minutes. He'll be all right.
Okay. I'm going to lie down for a while. I don't feel well.
Hal.
What is it?
You want me to call the doctor?
I don't need a doctor.
Hal, something's wrong. You're not yourself.
I'm all right, a little tired.
But you're so pale.
Oh, I'm a little pale. Now leave me alone.
Okay, Hal.
Ellen, we got a drink in the house.
Sure.
Would you fix one for me? A double?
Hal, what's wrong?
Nothing, honey, nothing. Like I told you, I'm tired, that's all.
Well, then, why don't you take off your shoes, dear, and relax? That drink's coming right up.
Relax? Relax. Oh, the bell. No. No, not now. Not in my own home. Don't take me now.
Right. Hold on. Hold on.
Ellen, don't go.
What?
Don't go.
Hell, someone's at the door.
Don't go. Let him go away.
Oh, why? What's all this mystery?
Stop asking questions, will you? Let him ring. I don't want to see anybody. I don't want anybody in here.
Well, if it's for you, I'll tell them you're not home. Is that all right?
Oh, wait a while. See if they'll go away.
Oh, please.
All right. All right, answer it. Get through with it.
Well, what'll I say if it's for you?
Say anything you like. I don't care what you say.
Well, shall I say you're not in?
Anything you like. If they'll believe you, say I'm not in.
All right, Hal. I'm coming. You.
Hey, what's the matter with the bell, Mom? I've been ringing and ringing.
I'm sorry, Jackie, dear. I was busy for a minute.
Yeah. Well, if you give me a key, I wouldn't have to wait like that every time I want to come inside.
All right, darling. We'll get a key made for you. How's that?
You mean it, Mom?
Absolutely. I promise.
Gee, swell. Hi, Dad.
Jackie. Hello, Jackie.
Hello, Dad.
You're in early.
Yeah, I didn't feel like staying out. I'm getting hungry. Why didn't you answer the bell?
I didn't hear it.
Didn't hear it? Oh, I could hear it myself through the door. Plain as anything, I could hear it.
Daddy was having a nap, Jackie. That's why he didn't hear it.
What do you want to take a nap in the middle of the day for?
He's had a long trip and he's tired. Now, you stop asking questions.
Okay. When are we going to eat? I'm hungry.
Won't be long, huh? Let you know. Now, you go upstairs and wash yourself.
Okay, Mom.
I'll get you a drink, Hal.
Yeah. And then I thought of something. Perhaps I hadn't killed him. Perhaps he was still all right. Maybe he was only shaken up a bit. I was only going 50 miles an hour. 50. How strong is a little boy when he runs up against 50 miles an hour? It was 50, I know that. I remember looking down at my speedometer. And then I hit him. I could see him again flying through the air. He didn't look dead. He was screaming.
Here's your drink, Hal.
Thanks.
Is it all right?
Oh, sure.
Hal.
Huh?
Something's wrong, Hal.
No.
Something happened.
Helen, don't badger me. Let it be.
Let me help you, dear.
It's nothing you can do.
What happened?
Why don't you leave me alone?
I want to help you.
Leave me alone. That's the only way you'll help me.
It'll do you good to talk about it, whatever
Ellen,
it is.
Ellen, stop it. I ask you, stop it. I don't want to talk about it.
Even to your wife?
Oh, please, Ellen, please.
I'll understand, Hal. Believe me, whatever it is, I'll understand. Why didn't you want me to answer the bell? What were you afraid of, dear? I know you were afraid. Why were you so frightened when you came in and sweating?
Well,
you're sweating now and you're so pale. Why did you want Jackie in off the streets, dear? And why did you want a drink? You haven't touched one for months. Why are you afraid to tell me?
Oh.
What's wrong, Hal? What's wrong?
Don't cry. Don't cry.
It's worse this way, Hal. I know something's wrong. Tell me. Let me know. Let me help you. It's not as if you murdered somebody.
Why did you say that?
I don't know.
Why? Why did you say that?
Hal, you'll tear my dress. Let go.
Why did you say it?
Hal, it's just words. I didn't mean anything.
I'm sorry, Ellen.
Something is wrong, isn't it? Hal. You didn't. Why did I frighten you when I said murder? Hal, you didn't. I mean, Hal, look at me. Oh, no. Oh, tell me, Hal, for the love of heaven, tell me, what is it?
This afternoon, coming home.
Oh, tell me, darling, tell me, I'll understand.
Oh, coming home this afternoon, I killed a boy. This afternoon, coming home, I...
What are you saying?
I'm a little boy about the size of Jackie.
Hal, this isn't a joke.
With a car. I hit him with a car. I was going too fast.
Oh, dear God.
I didn't see him. I hit him. I think he screamed. I don't know. I saw him fly through the air.
You didn't stop.
He couldn't have been more than 9 years old, maybe less.
Did you stop? How did you stop?
I was afraid. I wanted to run away. I couldn't stop.
Well, how do you know you killed him? Maybe he's all right.
I was going 50 miles an hour. Oh, where's the cigarette?
Oh, there beside you on the table. Oh. Hal, what are you going to do?
How do I know what I'm going to do? It wasn't my fault. The fool kid ran right into the car. I didn't have a chance, I tell you. It wasn't my fault. I just...
What are you going to do, dear?
I don't know. I wish I was dead.
Where did it happen?
On Glen Hill Avenue, just off 11B.
Let's go back, Hal. Maybe we can still help.
I'm afraid, Ellen. I'm afraid.
But it wasn't your fault, dear.
How can I face it? How can I look at the mother and say, I'm sorry, it wasn't my fault? How can I do that?
Does anybody see you?
I don't know. I don't think so. It was right at the edge of town. Ellen, maybe they haven't found him yet. Maybe he's still lying there on the edge of the road.
Oh, Hal, don't, dearest. Don't torture yourself like
that. Stay with me, Ellen. Help me.
Okay, Mom,
put yourself together, Hal. Don't let him see anything's
wrong. Hey, Dad, you bring home the paper?
No, I don't think so.
Want me to run down the corner and get it for you?
Sure. Sure, if you want to.
Okay. You got some money?
Yeah. Yeah, here you are.
$5? Oh, haven't you got any pennies, Dad? You know how that old crab hates to make change for anyone.
Well, that's the smallest I've got, Jackie. You keep the change.
Huh? The change? All of it?
Sure, you keep the change.
Gee. What for? What did I do?
Oh, nothing. I want to give it to you, that's all.
Okay. Yes, sir, okay.
Suddenly, like the stab of a knife, I realized what my boy meant to me. How would I feel if... Oh, no, don't let me say it. Don't let me even think it. How would I feel if I lost him? If somebody hit him at 50 miles an hour?
Why did you do that, Hal?
Huh?
Why did you tell him to keep the change?
I don't know. What's the difference? I felt like it, that's all.
Jackie! Jackie! Hal, wait a minute. Hal, come back. What was it, dear?
Some fool going around the corner too fast.
Why did you run out?
I thought it was... Well, for a minute, I thought it might be...
Jackie?
Yes. A terrible noise. Scream of brakes. I saw it all again. I was afraid.
Go back, Hal. It'll eat you up unless you do.
Maybe he's all right.
The boy?
Perhaps he's only hurt. Just a little bit.
You'll never know unless you go back.
I don't ever want to see that place again. I can't.
Well, if you explain that it wasn't your fault.
I was driving too fast.
How will they know? Nobody saw you.
I saw him screaming. I couldn't hear him, but I saw him. Like a silent movie. Like a ghost almost. Screaming. Flying through the air.
Oh, he flies through the air with the greatest of ease. He flies through the air on
Shut up! Shut up!
What's the matter?
Hal, sit down. Hal, sit down.
What's the matter, Mom?
Nothing, Jackie. Nothing. Now let's eat.
So we sat down at the table. Nobody spoke. Nobody looked at anybody else. We
Was this how it was going to be for the rest of my life? Was this to be my life with my family? Suppose I never was caught. Suppose they never found me. Was this the way it was going to be? This dreadful silence. This silent accusation.
Dad?
Yes?
I'm sorry.
Why?
If the singing upset you, I didn't...
Oh, never mind. Forget it. I've had enough. I'm going upstairs.
Dad?
What do you want?
Here's your change.
What change?
From the paper, the $5.
Oh, keep it. I don't need it.
I don't want it.
I gave it to you. Keep it.
I don't want it.
Why?
I just don't want it.
All right. Leave it on the table.
Hal.
I'm going upstairs.
What about your paper?
Well, what about it?
Aren't you going to read it?
No, I don't feel like it.
There may be something in it.
What?
Something you might want to see about this afternoon.
Jackie, where'd you put that paper?
In the living room.
Jackie, how'd you like to help me with the dishes?
Oh, sure, Mom. Mom?
Yes, dear.
I didn't do anything wrong, did I?
Oh, of course not, darling. Daddy was upset, that's all.
Oh, he's so funny today. What's wrong?
Nothing, dear. Now, come on, help me with the dishes.
I sat down and searched through the newspaper. Each time I turned a page, I had to force my eyes to look at it. I knew what I was looking for. A notice telling of a small boy killed by a hit-and-run driver. I didn't want to find it. I prayed for it not to be there, but I couldn't stop looking for it. I had to know. One way or the other, I had to know. But I didn't find it. Perhaps it was too soon. Perhaps in tomorrow's paper.
Did you find anything?
No.
Let's try the radio. What time is it?
It's almost 7.
We'll get the news.
Where's Jackie?
Oh, he's drying the dishes, dear.
Bringing you a resume of the day's news. But before the news, a word from our sponsor. Mothers, have you a growing boy in your house? Are you concerned for his health and well-being? Of course you are. You want that growing body to be strong and healthy, don't you? Sound of limb and wind. Of course you do. Now, you can keep your boy's eyes bright and sparkling, ensure his thrilling dreams for the future this simple, easy way. And remember, there's no fussing or long preparation involved when you serve the new
breakfast
cereal that's sweeping the country.
It'll only be a minute.
Turn it off!
Ready to eat.
I'm going crazy. Everybody, everything seems to be mocking me. I'm going mad.
Oh, why don't you get some rest, dear? Why don't you go upstairs like you wanted to?
Oh, yes, I'm going. I'm going upstairs. I lay on the bed. I don't think I took off my clothes. I lay there. And then it came, the dream. Over and over again, the same dream. Like a foolish projector showing the same picture again and again. The rush of the car, the boy running into the road, the car hitting him, the body flying through the air. The boy running into the road, the car hitting him, the body flying through the air, over and over and over. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Go away. It wasn't my fault. Go away, I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, go away. And then it reached out to me, hands. I felt hands on my throat. Having me. Hands. I felt them. Stop! Stop! Stop it!
Hal, it's me. It's me. It's Ellen, Hal. Hal, wake up.
What is it? What's the matter?
Oh, you were having a dream.
Oh, yes.
I tried to take off your shirt and tie, dear, to make you comfortable.
Yes.
Here, now sit up. Let me help you.
I'll manage.
I brought you a pill. It may help. Here, drink it down.
Yeah. How long have I been here?
A couple of hours. I heard you crying in your sleep. The pill should make it easier for you.
Yeah, easier. It didn't. It didn't seem to help at all. Every time I closed my eyes, the dream came. I couldn't get rid of it, no matter how I tried. It was as if it was turned on in my brain forever and ever. I didn't dare close my eyes. It was so quiet. Ellen!
The phone.
Who would...
Shall I answer it?
Answer it.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Lawrence there?
It's for you, Hal.
All right.
Just a minute.
Sure thing.
Yes?
Mr. Lawrence?
Speaking.
Didn't disturb you, did I?
No. It's all right. What is it?
This is Tony.
Tony?
Yeah, Tony from the garage.
Garage?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, Tony.
Look, Mr. Lawrence, I'm ready to close the garage. I'd like to know if you're coming in with your car.
Car?
Yeah, remember you told me you wanted to get those pistons done over? Remember when you took it out, you said to bring it back tonight?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How about it?
Sure. Only, Tony, would you come over and get it? It's in front of the house.
Sure.
He's inside. I forgot all about it. I'm in bed, or else I'd bring it in myself.
Okay, I'll look after it. Sorry for disturbing you.
Oh, that's all right.
The garage?
He wants the car. I told him I wanted it fixed. Oh, every time the phone rings, every time I close my eyes, how can I keep on like this, Ellen? I wish I could sleep.
Sleep. Back to the terrifying thoughts in the darkness. Thinking, sweating, crying, being afraid. And then they came.
Al.
They found me.
I'll tell them you're not home.
No. I'll go. I think I was happy to hear that doorbell ring. Happy that someone had at last come to make a decision for me. I walked downstairs and opened the door.
Hi, Mr. Lawrence.
Tony!
Yeah, Tony again from the garage. I just phoned from the corner. I didn't want to disturb you.
Well, what? What is it?
Well, look, Mr. Lawrence, I know it ain't none of my business, but did you have some trouble with that car?
Trouble?
Yeah, you got an awful dent in that right fender.
Dent?
Yeah. And there's lots of blood on it, if you care to look for it.
Blood?
Yeah. Tell you why I rang your bell, Mr. Lawrence. Maybe you'd like to get it fixed up while it's in the garage, huh? A couple of days, nobody know the difference.
Is there much blood on it, Tony?
Well, you know how it is. A bit here, a bit there. Want me to fix it?
Yeah. Tony, I'd like you to keep this. Well, we'll not mention it. Hmm?
Okay, Mr.
I'll be glad to make it worth your while.
Oh, you don't have to do that, Mr. Lawrence.
But I want it, Tony. I'll be glad to. I haven't any money right now, but I'll bring it to you. Say, a couple of hundred?
Honest, Mr. Lawrence, you don't need to do that.
Oh, please, Tony, don't say anything, will you?
Sure, Mr. Lawrence. Don't worry.
Tony, I'm kind of upset tonight. Supposing I bring the car in some other time.
Okay, Mr. Lawrence. Okay. You're the boss.
How long could this go on? Blood, he said. Oh, dear God. I went upstairs. Ellen.
Yes, I heard.
I can't stand it. It's like a poison. Everywhere you turn, there it is following you. Everything reminds you. I can't stand it any longer. Ellen, would you get dressed?
What are you going to do?
I'm going back. I want you to drive me back.
No.
I thought you wanted to help.
They'll put you in jail.
I don't care.
Well, what'll happen to us, to me and Jackie?
I don't know.
Maybe they won't find you, Hal. Maybe nobody saw you.
The garage man knows.
Well, you can take care of him.
I'll go mad living with it. Every time I look at Jackie, I'll think of that boy. Every time I read of an accident. Every time I see a funeral. Why did it happen? Why wasn't I careful? Why didn't I stop to help him?
We could go away.
We'll never stop running once we start.
But it'll be in all the papers, darling. Everybody will know it. It'll ruin it.
I don't care. Let them know.
I'll wait until the morning. You'll see a lawyer.
That boy was alive. A few hours ago, he was alive.
It wasn't your fault.
It was my fault. I was driving too fast. I wasn't careful. I didn't stop. He's dead.
But what good can you do now?
I don't know. How can I explain it to you? How can I show you what it feels like inside? What it does to you? What it makes you see? I can't run away from it. I can't leave it behind me. Take me back. Help me, Ellen. Help me.
A few days, Hal. Wait a few days. Things will change. You'll feel differently then. Please, Hal. A few days.
All right.
Go to sleep, Hal. try and rest. Is it 7:30 already?
Yes.
Oh, Hal. You haven't slept at all.
No.
Oh,
not a wink. Not all night.
Hal, what are we going
to
do?
Why should this happen to us, Ellen? We're just ordinary people. We're good people. We pay our rent and our taxes. We're good citizens. We've always minded our own business. Then this comes along. Why, Ellen, why? Suddenly everything's finished. It's over and ended.
Hal, darling, please.
Oh, they'll have found him now.
But maybe he'll...
Ellen, what's the use? We've got to decide. It's one thing or the other. We either keep quiet and lie as we've never lied before, or we face it. Which is it, Ellen? Which is it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Ellen, don't go.
Hal.
No, not yet, please. Ellen, maybe we can still figure something out. Please let them ring. They'll think we're out. Shh. Now, listen. Can you see them from the window?
I can't see the door. I'll see them leave.
Is there a car or anything?
Oh, it's the milkman.
Ellen, I can't stand it.
I know.
I've got to do it.
I know, dear.
I love you, Ellen. You will stick, won't you?
Always, darling.
I'm so frightened. I'm almost sick.
I'll help you, dear.
Operator, get me the police department, please.
That was Hit and Run by Max Shoub, Attraction 6 on Radio City Playhouse. Our thanks to Casey Allen for his fine performance as Hal Lawrence and to Fran Carlin for her sympathetic support as Ellen. Since in real life Mr. Allen and Miss Carlin are Mr. and Mrs. Allen, our credits tonight are in the nature of a family affair. Other players included Lon Clark and Donald Hastings. Our play was directed by Harry W. Duncan, and the music was composed and conducted by Dr. Roy Shield. Radio City Playhouse is supervised for the National Broadcasting Company by Richard P. McDonough. Next week, Radio City Playhouse will introduce you to Fanny. Fanny is very old, very rich, very bored, and we think, very, very funny. It is only when she adopts a piano tuner that things begin to happen. The script is by our director, Harry W. Duncan, and stars are brilliant young comedian Grace Keddy. Be with us next week, won't you, for Fanny, Attraction 7, Radio City Playhouse. Bob Warren speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.